Well, in a couple days, we've had some really crucial readings in the book of Genesis. We have Jacob, who is wrestling with God, and Jesus Christ, both showing his challenging to his disciples and to others, as well as his mercy and his compassion, which both, I think, show to the quick of our hearts. First, I think, with Jacob, whose name after that was Israel, and this very, intimate and confusing event of Jacob wrestling with that person, that man, that angel, that, like, God. How are we called to wrestle with God? And like Jacob, he prevailed. I mean, you could have a whole dissertation on what that meant, what is called for us. Because with God is God and we are human. So bring that to your heart. I mean, a wrestling with God is good. We don't understand his mission for us all the time, especially those tough times. And as I've said before, even more importantly, when life is normal. Sometimes we forget God. It's a good thing to wrestle with God. He's going to win. But as Jacob, his whole name changed because he physically and more spiritually wrestled with our Savior, really. And then we have Jesus, who, they're basically calling him a demon, if you notice that. And then I love his mission as well, how Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. And then he saw, and I think many of us today in our country has the sight of the crowds as Jesus' heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. And I just heard last night an interesting conversation between Bishop Barron and Mr. Stevenson, who is a psychologist, and for many years they were asked by both of their people that follow and listen to them, why won't you get together and talk with each other? Jordan Peterson is his name. He's a psychologist in Canada, and he's a speaker around the world, and he really nails people with hey, you got to go to the depths and to get to the ascension part. And it was a really cool image. And what Bishop Barron was saying was that for the younger people in our country right now, for every one that we confirm, we lose six that just leave religion or our Catholic Church. So finally, this homily this morning, we too, I think, have that pity and want more from the little ones, the younger ones, the young adults. And as we just heard and listened about last weekend, about the same place and a different gospel, the harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. And so today, I'd ask in a special way, ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest.